So we say happy moon day. What's going on, everybody? It's 111 here, I think it is today. It's a great day for the pool, that's for sure. And that's where I just was, floating around in the pool, because it is summertime and we are meant to be out in nature. We are meant to be spending time in nature, and especially going swimming. And if people are getting into swimming and want to look into something, people should look into a salt water cell so that they don't have to put chlorine in their pool. So anybody who has a pool, look into a salt water cell. That is something to look into. Somebody says, today's my birthday. Happy birthday. What's going on? Somebody said, nice haircut. Yes. Yes, I took so much pearl powder that my hair just went away. Nah, it's just, I just had to change it up. You know, it was getting so long. Honestly, it was like this long at one time. So it was just getting so long, and it's 111 degrees here. So just had to change it up a little bit. Maybe it's all the raw meat too, you know, maybe that's what it is. All the raw meat is just making me go bananas. That's what's going on. And then I just decided, I'll just change it up. You know, that's, it grows back. My hair will grow back in 3 weeks. Like, it grows so quick. It's like, just like, poof, like that. And that's the sign of also being healthy as well. Hair growth is related to being healthy, because if you think about it, your hair receives the last part of the nutrition that you consume. So your hair, your skin, your nails, all of those things, if you're not taking care of your health, your hair, your skin, your nails do not grow. So if you feed them and you take care of your health, then your hair, your skin, your nails all grow like crazy. That's what's going on. So somebody said, what's the best for treating colds, flus, and the COVID? Well, the COVID is radio wave sickness. We've talked about this. This is the rollout of 5G, which is causing people to get loss of smell, loss of taste, and dizziness and nausea. So pretty much when you turn off 5G, you get rid of Wi-Fi and all your wireless nonsense from your house, then the whole entire situation with the COVID begins to go away. And that's what it was during the pandemic too. People were locked in their houses and they were rolling out cell phone towers and all different types of 5G devices all throughout the country. Then people came down with radio wave sickness. Then while they were deceived and believing they were having COVID and sticking things up their nose and doing fake PCR tests and things like that, then they went around and they got vaccinated for an illness which was related to cell phone towers and 5G. So think about that. And that's kind of the same thing they did in 1919 with the Kansas flu, which was originating in Kansas, and they did the exact same thing. Told people to wear masks while they rolled out the radio. So guess what a cell phone tower operates on? Radio spectrum. Same exact thing. So if you want to learn more about that, you can look into the book The Invisible Rainbow. You can look into the book Can You Catch a Cold? You can look into the book The Contagion Myth or Farewell to Virology. Those are great ones on that. About how we've been lied to. About the whole viruses, germs, and all bunch of nonsense. That's what it is. Somebody said all that pearl powder. Yeah, all the pearl powder is just making my hair go bananas. One day I just wake up and all of a sudden, just like, poof. It's like, there's in that movie Home Alone where the guy's getting like zapped or whatever and his hair goes nuts. That's what it reminds me of. Somebody said, can you talk about the whole raw meat diet? Yeah, I've been doing the raw meat now for about 106 days straight. And I will tell you, it's invigorating. And you will feel like you are 18 again with your energy. If you have inflammation, if you have brain fog, if you have fatigue, if you just don't feel like yourself, raw meat will actually be very beneficial. And I've been doing just a little bit of sauces. I got a little bit of different vinegars and different mustards and different sauces that I will mix with that. And then I'll do a little bit of some radishes, and I'll do a little bit of peaches, and I'll do some apricots, and I'll eat the seeds, and then a lot of stone fruits, and that's pretty much it. Then I'll add a little bit of raw cream, a little raw milk in there, and it just repeats. And it's been like that now for 106 or 107 days. Of just pure raw meat. So when they tell you like the raw meat's gonna get you, they're just lying to you. That's what it is. Pharmaceutical companies just wanna keep you sick so they can keep making money off of you. And if you look at all the cultures who are eating raw meat, you got steak tartare, you got sashimi, you also have beef carpaccio. Those are all raw meat dishes. And when you get into the Japanese, the Italians, and the Germans of World War II, they all ate raw meat. So something to look into. Somebody said, any advice about my face is red after I take a shower. It turns red even though I don't take hot showers. So this can be multiple things. I would look into a water filter for your shower because it sounds like whatever is coming out of your water is just making your face red. And that can be, like, there's toxins going through that water supply, and then it's going and absorbing through your largest detox pathway. So that could be causing redness. Also, I would look into your soaps. Whatever soap you're using, try a tallow soap. My soap is made from tallow. They just take it and add a little lye, and that's what it is. Put a little tallow soap, you know, and depending on the soaps that you're using, shampoos, conditioners, there could be chemicals in those too as well. And so you want as natural as possible when it comes down to soap. And then lastly, I would say something with your diet. Because if you're hot and you're changing color if you're taking a shower, even though you're not taking hot showers, it could be just the toxins trying to get out of your body. So you got toxins coming in through the water, you got toxins going out through the body. Think of that's what your skin is doing. Your skin is the largest detox pathway. So if you don't take care of your body, then your skin will be showing that. Little SoCal Mama says, Six Mix is the best immune health. Six Mix is pretty magical. You know, we've gone through a lot of Six Mix. Six Mix was one of our first products we ever rolled out in 2020, actually. After we rolled out Lion's Mane, then we did Cordyceps and Six Mix. And Six Mix is a blend of six magical mushrooms to help heal the body and address the meridian pathways on all the different angles. That's why all the beautiful six different mushrooms in there to help feed the brain, feed the gut, feed the body, feed the heart. And that's the thing, is when we feed each pathway, we begin to heal. But I'm happy you're loving the Six Mix. Somebody said, first time watching Matt live. What's going on? Happy Moon Day, everybody. That's it. We got lots of energy in here. There's a whole bunch of people in here, even though they censor me like crazy. Censored across every platform at this point, except for Telegram and Odyssey. That's it. Every other platform is completely censored. Rumble, YouTube, Instagram. TikTok just hates my videos. Every other thing I can think of. They really don't like the truth. That's what it is. And that's because a lot of people beat around the bush. You know, I think that's all the other parts too. Like, they'll promote YouTube videos where people will talk about fake viruses and HIV and HPV and herpes and all the whatever nonsense. They will just promote that stuff like crazy. But if you speak the truth about how HIV is fake, and then COVID was fake, and then herpes is just lack of collagen, well, they don't really like that, because pharmaceutical companies run YouTube. So that's why a lot of people can't find a lot of information. And this is another thing. This is why this whole ChatGPT, where people are just going nuts talking to their phones like robots, that's why this has became so popular. Because what Google did was, back in about 2017, 18, they changed the algorithm so you can't search things up. Same with YouTube, so you can't search things up, because they want to move people to AI and ChatGPT. So there is an agenda of why you can't search things anymore, and that is on purpose. Because pharmaceutical companies want to keep people sick. And when they keep people sick, they keep their profits going like this the entire time. Straight up. When people are aware and finding the truth and becoming healthy, they're not worth any money, you know? Like, for example, if I'm healthy, I'm not worth any money to the pharmaceutical companies. And that's a threat to their system, because they run on profits. The Rockefeller medical system runs on profits. So if you are healthy, guess what? You don't need health insurance. You don't need life insurance. You don't need all this nonsense that they try to sell people. And what's funny is, even with health insurance, they don't even cover people. Half the time, they don't even cover people for half the stuff. They don't really care. So, you know, your health insurance is eating organic. That's what I'm going to say to that. Somebody said, what helps get rid of eye floaters? We've talked about this. We've talked about the pearl powder helps with eye floaters. All you got to do is ingest pearl powder, and it'll help to get rid of those little floaters. All floaters are these dehydrated areas of the eyes. And what pearl is doing when you consume it, you're bringing in structured water. And you're also bringing in selenium, magnesium, and all these beautiful minerals. And that those floaters begin to dissolve. All they are is your eyes are getting dried out. This is even same thing when people have cataracts and all that. They build a layer on top of their eyes. That layer is just toxins. And the eye is almost like calcifying itself. So when you bring in pearl and you begin to feed it, those floaters begin to go away. They begin to break up and dissolve. That's the same thing when people get inflammation in their wrist, inflammation in their elbow, inflammation in their knees, their shoulders, all that. It's calcifying. Why do you think they sell people seed oils like canola oil and corn oil and soybean oil? It calcifies the entire body, crystallizes the entire body. So people are all walking around like this and their joints are hurting and they can't figure it out. You kind of see it? They do it on purpose because then they can sell them pills. And then that's a big billion-dollar business. And same with the eye doctors, actually, because that's another one. People are like, the eye doctors never tell me my eyes can get better. Yeah, of course not. That's why they're eye doctors. They're there to make business, and they're there to keep you coming back for more. That's for sure. Those thicker and thicker glasses aren't going to sell themselves. That's the whole thing. Like, all these products that they try to sell all these people, you know, like, that's the craziest thing. Like, all these prescription pills and thicker glasses and surgeries and whatever, treatments and whatever, they're not going to sell themselves unless people are ill. That's how it goes. Somebody said, what is your opinion on making people believe in dinosaurs and aliens to drive the masses away from God? Well, this is War of the Worlds, okay? There was a radio broadcast during the 1900s where the government broadcasted an alien invasion to see what people would do and see if they would go nuts. So all it really is MK Ultra. Now, when you get into the whole thing with dinosaurs, they deflect the people with the dinosaurs, but they don't show people dragons. And this was interesting. When I was in New York and I went to this museum, the guy showed me that the T-Rex originally had wings. Think about that. Wings on the T-Rex. So then you have to wonder, that sounds exactly like a dragon. I asked the fellow, why haven't they updated this? He told me that the museum in New York City has not been updated since 1901. I wonder about when the Rockefellers were buying up all those fossils, why they wouldn't tell anybody that there were dragons flying around us. Kind of something to think about, you know? I mean, they kind of show you on the movies for a reason, to kind of keep you away and keep you deflected. But yeah, this disconnects us everything related to Mother Nature, the Earth, and just our creator, the divine being. That's pretty much what it is. It's on purpose. It's a deflection. That's how they work. They work in deflections. Same thing with the Epstein stuff. They kind of stop covering it. They don't even talk about it anymore. They're like, oh, we got this Obama thing. We got this. We got that. 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 Yeah, don't talk about those pedophiles anymore. That's what it is. They deflect the people. They keep them distracted. And some of the people have forgotten already because their memory is like a goldfish. So that's kind of what goes on. And that's why things are so fast now. Even when you talk, if I talk real fast, then you start to forget real quick and you keep going, and I keep putting up the content. You see how that works? That's intention. And then because people's attention span has been shortened because they are not paying attention and these frequencies are, you know, bombarding their frontal cortex. They can't think or remember straight. And they just pull the same exact stuff, you know, as what we've kind of seen in the past. Let me see. Somebody said, I need to write those four books down. Yes, I got The Invisible Rainbow, you got The Contagion Myth, you got Farewell to Virology, and then you have Can You Catch a Cold? Those are great ones. If you want to add another one, you add Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins. Keyword, murder by injection. That's a great one. Let me see. Somebody said, what are your causes of tonsil stones and how to prevent them? So tonsil stones, this is a great one because when I used to go back to the doctor back in the day, they used to tell me that they wanted to take out my tonsils. They told me that I had kissing tonsils and they didn't even know what that was, but they just said that they were too large. And what happens is the reason people develop tonsil stones is because they are consuming too much pasteurized milk, cheese, dairy, or butter. That's basically what it is. The pasteurized milk has been zapped, microwaved, and completely destroying the bacteria. So when the body goes to drink this pasteurized poison and it goes down into the tonsils are the first barrier of defense of toxins. So they start to develop all these stones. This is why when people begin to drink raw, unpasteurized milk, they don't have any of these problems. And this is also why the medical system goes after raw milk, raw cheese, raw butter, and all the raw dairy, because it's the solution and it heals the body. But yeah, the whole tonsil stones, you just have toxins. If you were bringing toxins into your diet all the time, your tonsils are the first one to collect this. And if they take those out, think about this. If they take those tonsils out, guess where those toxins go? Into your lungs and into the rest of your body. That's why they remove that stuff. The doctors remove things because instead of addressing the root cause and fixing the root cause and telling you to clean up your diet and your terrain, they go, no, we'll just cut that out. We'll just take those out. You know, like, oh, your nose isn't working? We'll just get rid of that. Your eyeballs? Yeah, we'll just get rid of those. Sooner or later, you're like Mr. Potato Head and you've just lost everything, like your ears, your nose, your everything, and you're just a potato. So you have to understand that the system is about just playing experiments on you and playing the game Operation, where they're just taking things out. They're not addressing the root cause. So tonsil stones, that's pretty much what it is just cleaning up your diet and not being Mr. Potato Head, because that's the best way to describe it. I'll never forget, there's this funny video where this mom gives her son a potato. I think it was for Christmas. And she told him it was Mr. Potato Head. And the kid's like, I don't want a potato. It's just the funniest video ever. That's for sure. The kid was so sad. He was so sad. Let me see. It's too good. Somebody said, what is your stance on the importance of gut health and its overall health? I mean, your gut health is everything. When you're bringing in toxins and you mess up your gut, you also mess up your brain. This is why a lot of the times people say like, oh, I have a pain, you know, in my stomach, or I have a weird feeling about somebody. Your gut is your second brain. So if you poison your gut, you poison your brain at the exact same time. So if you're bringing in, you know, seed oils, GMOs, pesticides, artificial flavors, artificial colors, all these different toxins, well, then your gut health is going to be all messed up. You add in Wi-Fi in there, Bluetooth and 5G, guess what it does? It really destroys your gut lining. This is why they keep selling people all these goofy devices. That's pretty much what it does, because it messes with their gut health. Once you mess with the gut, you mess with the brain. Simultaneous. And then you can sell them pills for both. You can sell them a toxin for their gut and sell them a toxin for their brain. Then when that doesn't work, they'll try to resell you that. They'll put a Neuralink in the brain and say, we got that for you now too. Instead of just saying, clean up your diet and stop putting toxins into your body. Somebody said, is pearl powder okay for pets? Yeah, we got a ton of pearl powder for pets, and we have a ton of pets on pearl powder. They just add it to their raw dog food or to their raw cat food or to even horse food. We've actually had a lot of people add it to their water for their horses. But yeah, pearl powder is very safe for pets. It's just air compressed pearls. And you can add it in there. You add just a little pinch, maybe a fourth a teaspoon into their raw dog food or raw cat food or raw animal food. And it's perfectly safe. It's a superfood. It's just food, you know, and that's what I'm all about, where people just go to food. Like there's all the, you got vitamins and you got all this garbage, protein, creatine, collagen, just a bunch of garbage. It's all synthetic garbage. And that's the thing. We need to go towards food. When we go towards food, we will heal. When we go towards synthetic things, we don't heal. This is why a lot of people, when they're taking like vitamins for a long period of time, they're like, I don't feel any different. You don't feel any different because your body can't absorb it. It's synthetic. It's made in a lab. So same thing with creatine, same thing with whey protein, same thing with collagen, you know, it's all made in labs. It's all lab grown. It's crazy because people are like, I won't eat lab grown food, but they'll take lab grown vitamins or lab made vitamins made by pharmaceutical companies. Think about that. Let me see. Somebody said, how much raw meat do you have every day? Actually, I mean, if you get into how much raw meat I eat a day, maybe like 5 ounces. I mean, it's not even much. If we get into like the size of the handful of meat that I have, it's about like that much. I mean, it's barely like a little, there's like 7-8 pieces. That's it. I split it up between twice a day. I'll have some at 12 o'clock and I'll have some at 5. And if I have some at 5, I'm just cranked up with energy. But that's about it. That's what's funny. This is what's crazy. Like, as I've discovered this whole raw meat thing through Adjanus and his work with the Primal Diet and the book We Want to Live, I've realized we don't need that much food. We go to the grocery store because we take it all home and we cook it all up. And then you lose about a third or a half of your food as you cook it. Plus, you just took the nutrients out and the bacteria and the enzymes as you've cooked it up. So think about that. You're just throwing money away. And that's why this whole primal diet has blown my mind, because you hardly need any food. You put one radish, you put a little bit of meat, you put a little bit of cucumber, and you put a little bit of sauce. That's a whole meal right there. Just that. That's it. Then if you want to have some raw dairy, you can do that too. You can do some raw honey, but you don't need much. And that's the thing. That doesn't keep the grocery stores in business. So once again, these are why these things are attacked on a daily basis. But I hope that can answer your question. Let me see. Someone said, I drank raw milk for a week and then I tried pasteurized. Yeah, pasteurized is poison and raw milk is the way to go. And this is the thing. You have to think of how many things are cooked, okay? You're going to the grocery store, it's already cooked for you. You get a can of tuna, it's already been cooked two times. You're picking up nuts. If they don't say raw, they've already been cooked for you. If you're getting things in a box or whatever it is, it's already been cooked for you. All these things, you have to think of the processing that has already taken place. Same with the dairy products. If they're pasteurized, it's all been cooked. When it's cooked, your body cannot absorb it in the same way. It's changed everything. So yeah, this is why when you go the raw, natural route, raw fruits, raw vegetables, raw nuts, raw meat, raw dairy, raw honey, all of those things are not cooked. So they're very beneficial to the body. Once you start cooking it up, you start changing everything. You start changing all of the structure of it. And it's wild when you get into it. Somebody's in here laughing. What's going on? Oh, you're laughing about the potato head. Everybody's laughing about the potato head. You got to look that video up. It's just his mom gives the potato head, a little potato, to her son. And says it's a Christmas gift. It's too good. It's just a potato. And it's honestly just a potato. I think wrapped in some wrapping paper or whatever. It's too good. I'm so behind on these, on the comments and whatever else. It's too funny. It's too good. That's what people got to do. If you're going to give people gifts, you got to give them funny gifts. That's what you got to do. You got to mess with them, you know? And obviously kids, they always give you the best reaction because they're like, what? What do you mean? Like, why do I get a potato? It's too funny. Let me see. Let's go down here. Somebody said about raw eggs. Let me see, there's a whole bunch in here. Somebody said about raw eggs. We talked about that one before. That's another one also that they attack. They tell you should just eat the whites, which make no sense. Or you should cook the whites, which make no sense because you destroy all the biotin. Or you should just eat the yolk. It's like nature gave you a full egg. You eat the full egg. That's what it is. And that full egg gives you a ton of minerals. It also balances out your body, helps your meridian lines, helps your eyes, your hair, your skin, your nails. You 2-3 raw eggs a day, you'll be feeling great. And it's funny because this is why they had the whole fake chicken flu, egg shortage situation, which they just faked so they could just jack up the price. But this is why they did that, because it takes away a vital food from the people. And then people have to go to some weird fake Bill Gates food or something else instead of just eating 2-3 raw eggs. It is the cheapest form of protein that you can possibly consume. This is why they attack it. And they're like, Bill Gates has got some chickens that make, you know, I don't know, like soy eggs now or something. It's just weird stuff. They always attack. Anytime they attack something, you should wonder why it's being attacked. And you should question why they're attacking it and trying to take it away from you. That's kind of the way to go. I love the people who say there's somebody in here, the milk is going to get you. Well, what's funny is when you were growing up as a child, you were also drinking from your mother's milk. So you know, you got to kind of think about that. So milk actually has a lot of vital nutrients in it that are very beneficial. So it's kind of interesting, something to kind of think about, but you know. But most people have maybe grown up on formula, which is made by pharmaceutical companies, so then they're going to attack the people who do the thing with the real milk. So that's kind of probably what it is. It's brainwashing, that's what it is. Let me see, somebody's talking about copper, we're talking about copper pipes in here. Yeah, I mean, everybody, copper pipes, we've talked about that. copper pipes are very beneficial. There was actually a video floating around where a fellow was going around talking about how he was working on billionaires' homes and all of their homes had copper pipes. Every single home had copper pipes. Every billionaire had copper pipes. So you have to wonder, why would they have copper pipes? Well, copper protects the water, number one, and it also gets rid of toxins out of the water, number two, and it also protects the water from 5G and frequencies and cell phone towers and all that nonsense. So it's almost like they know something, so they continue to keep that tradition going. So if you're building a house or if you're trying to renovate your house, you should be putting copper pipes in your home. Even if you just add some copper pipes in there, it's very beneficial. It can protect your walls from all the nonsense. And this is why in certain regions, the government, like for example, Florida, are paying people to get rid of their copper pipes. And you have to wonder why the government would go out of their way to pay somebody to get rid of their copper pipes. Oh yes, because they have the best intention for us. Yeah. Protecting pedophiles. That's what it is. Let me see. I don't know what this person keeps commenting about some Rhonda. I don't know what this person is. Sometimes people just come in here and spam and just say all kinds of stuff. It's wild. Somebody said, what's the best source of natural creatine and collagen? I mean, for creatine, you should just eat raw red meat. That's it. I mean, that's where it's coming from. Like, the natural creatine is coming from meat. So just eat the meat. That's what I would do. And then as for collagen, you can do raw milk, you could do raw butter, you can do raw cream, or you could do raw eggs. That's it. Because all of those products in which you just mentioned, collagen and creatine, it's just, the collagen is pasteurized. That's what most people don't know. The whole industry is pasteurized. And then the creatine is just made in a lab. So would you rather eat the food that it's coming from, that they have now like used all these solvents and chemicals and all types of things to make you the powder, or would you rather eat the powder, which has all these solvents and chemicals, and eat that? And this is just wild, because this stuff floats all over the internet, and I see people, and creatine, and listen, I was in the fitness industry. I've seen every supplement, I've seen every single thing, I've watched people do 1,000-pound squats, I've watched people bench 626 pounds, I've watched people deadlift 979 pounds, I've seen it all. But the strongest people, they were just eating meat. That's what it was. You know, the whole creatine thing, people will be like, I did my creatine. It's like, you got to train. That's what you got to do. But like I said, I would eat from the actual sources rather than buy something synthetic. And I say that because a lot of the synthetic stuff just doesn't absorb. You just, you know, it flows through your body. That's what it is. Somebody said, is cooking in olive oil bad? You shouldn't be cooking in any olive oil. Most of the olive oils, most of the avocado oils, I mean, canola, seeds, corn, soybean, all of that. The oil is not meant to be cooked in. And also, too, with the olive oil, a lot of it's cut. You know, this is where you get into it. Like the avocado oils, the olive oils, all these oils are cut. They don't have the pure stuff. If you were to look at, this is crazy. If you go onto YouTube and you look up the videos of how much olive oil that they can get from like 10 million olives, you will be astounded. From, I think it's like 10 million or 20 million olives, they get like a little thing like this. So when you go into the store and they got a big bottle like this, that's like absolutely two times the size of my head, you have to wonder how they're getting all of that olive oil for you to be using or cooking or consuming with. And the thing is, when you're cooking that, you're now changing it and changing the structure of it, and then it's starting to make you ill. And then it's crystallizing your body, like we talked about in the beginning of this. A lot of people suffering from inflammation and pain is because they are crystallizing their body. So instead of olive oil, if you do decide to cook anything, you can do organic coconut oil, or you could do organic butter, or you could do lard, or you could do organic tallow. Those would be your three best options. I mean, or four, but I haven't cooked anything in a long time, so it's just if you were to, just giving you the option. Somebody said, send the trolls back to the block party. There's a bunch. They come. They pop in here. That's what happens. Anytime you talk about the truth, the trolls begin to come in. They're on Twitter, too. They go on Twitter all the time, and they just pop in my thing, and I'm just like, block, 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 block. It's crazy. They just appear. I don't know what it is anymore. There's so much with social media now, and it seems like all the robots, which were banned during the pandemic, are now all back. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Maybe all the AI stuff that they've kind of like released, you know, is kind of like out there to kind of just put a bunch of stuff. And that's the thing too. People need to realize, like, when you go on a lot of these platforms, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, you know, any of these things, they're all bots that are commenting. 80% of all the comments are bots. So you have to kind of think, like, the bots are trying to persuade you into things. And this is like the whole gender stuff. You know, they get crazy with this, trying to push this people and push this garbage down people's, you know, into people's brains and whatever. And then people go and read the comments and be like, oh my gosh, all these people are agreeing. They're all bots. They're there to push you. That's how communism works. Communism works in a collective push against the mind. And the people don't realize that they're being fooled, because the comments that they might be looking at going, wow, these people are agreeing or whatever, don't realize they're robots and AI. So the next time you're on social media and someone starts commenting and writing some stuff and you're like, that person's kind of whatever, I feel like they're coming at me. Yeah, AIs and robots and NPCs. It's crazy. Yeah, someone said they're bot farms. Yeah, I know. That's what it is. Yeah, let me see. Someone's asking about parasites. You have parasites or some situation? We've talked about that. That's just heavy metals in your body. So if you have a parasite here, if you have a parasite in your gut, if you have a parasite anywhere, you just got too many heavy metals. Whatever you are putting into your body is polluting the body with heavy metals. And that's pretty much it. Once you clean up the heavy metals, the parasites, which were created by your body, will go away. The worms are there as your last defense against the metals. If the metals begin to get into your organs, guess what happens? You die. That's pretty much what it is. So when people start getting these like worms and they're freaking out, they're like, oh my God, my body is making these worms. They're making those worms to eat up the metals, to keep you alive so that you can live another day. Until you clean up the metals, in which you keep eating and drinking and putting in your skin and whatever it may be, then you will continue to gather more and more worms and worms and worms and worms, because your body will continue to keep producing this until, guess what? Your timer has been turned off. And you just kind of like in the movie, what was that movie with Justin Timberlake? And In Time? Isn't that what it is? Yeah, In Time with Justin Timberlake. His time runs out and he's gone. And that's pretty much what it is. But yeah, that's the whole parasite thing. And it's crazy because you go on social media and they got parasite cleanses and all this. You buy this, swipe up, comment parasite, whatever. It's just heavy metals. It's all just heavy metals. You pull the heavy metals out of your body and you don't have any problems anymore. It's just that simple. And also too, when you're cooking up all the food, guess what? All the metals going into the food. That's just what it is. Somebody said, I just got here, what are the primary exposures of metals? Okay, so you could get into your food, you could go into cooking, you could go into your water, you can also go into the pesticides. If you're buying non-organic foods that are sprayed with pesticides, those pesticides are heavy metals. So a lot of times when people are buying up all this food, they're bringing that in there, and that's what that's doing, is polluting the body with heavy metals. So when you get into the whole situation, you want to be detoxing. You can do things like dragon's blood. You can do things like Shilajit. You can do things like baking soda, borax, turpentine. They're all great things. They're all great things to pull heavy metals out of the body. Even turpentine. Turpentine is just from the pine trees. And people take just a couple of drops of turpentine with a little bit of raw honey, and it helps pull the heavy metals out of their body. That's a very powerful one. So on the last one on this, it says sun-drying meat as a nutritious regular raw meat. Oh, I get what you're trying to say. You're basically trying to ask if you should do sun-dried meat versus just regular raw meat. So they just have different properties. I've tried both. I've actually done sun-dried meat. I've done air-dried meat, and I've done just raw meat. It's all just different properties. It just depends on how I feel for the day. Like sometimes I'll take out, for example, a sirloin. I will put it on the counter and I'll just leave it. And it'll be air-dried jerky for the next day. Sometimes also you can do a little bit in the sun if you wish to have a little bit of that sun energy into there. You can do that too. And then also sometimes I'll just take it out of the fridge and I'll just eat it that way too. Just raw meat with a little bit of plum vinegar. That's pretty much it. But you kind of just mix and match. That's what it is. Just mix and match and have fun with it. And then find dishes that you like. You know, look into raw meat dishes and kind of look into that. You'll find a lot. That's what you'll find. That's what it is. Somebody said, I appreciate your lives. I've been watching you for a year every week. You are always here. Same place, same time. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I'm happy to share it all. Happy to put it out there amongst all the censorship and all the nonsense that we face, because people have no idea how much censorship actually takes place on a regular basis. I mean, yesterday they disabled my internet so I can't even upload. I mean, that's how much stuff goes on. Like, my upload speed was 0.25. The average upload speed now is 100 megabytes or whatever it is. It was literally 0.25. So that's what happens. When you talk about the truth, they try to censor you on everything, and then they try to disable your internet so that you can't get it out there. But I'm happy that you tuned in. Happy you got to be here. Happy all of you got to be here on today's moon day. The moon energy is going up. We got the full moon coming up, and it's just going to keep cranking up and going up and up and up and up, that whole situation. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this. This will go up on Telegram. This will go up on Rumble and Odyssey. If you haven't come over there, come on down to those three different places. But I love you all, and I'll see you next Monday. Adios.